This is Mark.
And this is Kenny.
We're two Madonna fans going through her entire musical canon, track by track, album by album, year by year, decade by decade, journey by journey.
This is All I Want to Do is Talk About Madonna.
Special edition.
Special edition.
1985. There are a couple, there's probably half a dozen times that Madonna has her pulse on the zeitgeist of the country and the culture. And this is one of those years where all of a sudden, everywhere you looked, everything you did, there was Madonna.
Just to list out the sequence of events, the year starts out, well, really it starts in November, December of 1984 with Like a Virgin, the single coming out. The album comes out the beginning, the end of the year. The
material for Christmas.
In time for Christmas, of course, right? If nothing, Madonna is a capitalist.
Making money.
Always
making
money.
No one gets paid before Madonna.
No. And then we move into 1985 and we have Material Girl come out. Then Crazy for You comes out right around the same time. Vision Quest comes out early in that year too. Then a month later, Angel is starting to make the rounds, as is Desperately Seeking Susan and Into the Groove.
Madonna goes on tour.
She's on the cover of Time magazine.
Yep.
And we know she's met Sean Penn, who she's in love with, and they're like spending all this crazy time together, right? And she then in July, all of these nudes of her come out that she had done when she was like 17 or 18 and just moved to the city, right? Or 19 or whatever. And they were in Playboy and Penthouse, if I'm not mistaken. And
Bob Guccione.
Right.
And stabbing her in the back.
Everybody was like shocked and appalled. And she came out and she said, I'm not ashamed.
Yeah.
And this is a huge moment, I think, in you know, pop history, where a woman says, I love my body, I'm not ashamed of doing this. I did this when I was young, and I think the pictures are beautiful, and let's move on. And it was kind of like no one knew what to do with that, you know? And then she goes and plays Live Aid in July, which is the, you know, that huge charity event. It was all playing all over the world, right? I mean,
what was Live Aid to? It was for Africa.
It was
right?
For Africa, yeah. For Madonna, it establishes her as someone who is a philanthropist. I mean, she's not just giving face to this. She shows up. If you ask her to show up for something and it's an important event, she shows up for it, right? In 1985, she shows up for Live Aid, but then she starts to show up for all the AIDS activism, like, and is really at the forefront of that. As far as certainly somebody, any of her contemporaries, she's doing more and saying more about things like that. And yes, then she continues on this philanthropy throughout her career and her life in many really deep and profound ways.
Some public and some not.
Right, right. And I think that's a really, another really beautiful side of her, you know, a part of her that I really admire and
that
appreciate.
Seed was planted at Live Aid.
Yeah, and it teaches us, I think it's taught me to think about philanthropy or think about how do you give back to people and how do you think about who you are in the world. And I think these are ways that Madonna has such deep influences on us. I mean, all we want to do is talk about Madonna because Madonna is like, she is a teacher. You know, getting aside all the philanthropy, so let's just talk about Madonna in these circumstances, okay? Just for a second. So it's July. It's as hot as it could possibly be. I think it was a really, really hot day. She shows up. This is right after those photos had come out. She shows up in like a full like pant suit, and she does three songs. She does Holiday, Into the Groove, and then a new song, Love Makes the World Go Round, where she brings Nile Rodgers out and the Thompson Twins to sing with her, which is kind of bold to sing a new song at a major arena, well, a stadium. And it's probably the first stadium she ever played.
Yeah.
She says after the first song, she's like, it's really hot, but I'm not taking shit off today because you'll hold it against me in 10 years. And her voice cracks because she's obviously really upset about what happened, but we've never seen her crack, right?
Yeah.
And I think all of this is really indicative of her persona. She doesn't trade on sex or appeal at all. Her hair is dark. In fact, it has like a little red tinge to it. She looks a lot like Lourdes does now, I think, in that. And there's something also about that performance that was like, she is a survivor and she's tough.
I remember the Bette Midler introduction makes fun of it. And I always thought, I mean, I love Bette Midler. And
she said she's pulled herself up by her bra straps and sometimes she lets them down. All the pictures that last from that time are her sitting with Bob Dylan on one side, Tina Turner on the other, the Rolling Stones standing behind her, right? So she's positioned herself too. I won't say that she was being savvy or political or thinking about her career by saying yes to this event, though of course she was, but also it suddenly, she knew how to place herself in the right picture, you know?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And she's never on the end because you can cut off.
She's right
the
in the middle.
Yeah.
So from here, that's July. In August, on her birthday, August 16th, 1985, she marries Sean Penn, right? They have that wedding in Malibu that the paparazzi try to, well, they basically destroyed the wedding, right? Because the helicopters were flying and they rode on the sand down.
Fuck off or something.
Yeah, fuck off, right? Yeah. And then in like October, November, she hosts Saturday Night Live.
The season premiere of Saturday.
Oh, the season premiere.
So it was late September.
Oh, okay. Okay.
She reveres herself to be an astute comedian and a sketch performer.
Yes. She opens the show by saying, oh, you all want to see home video from our wedding. And it's not really the home video, but it's really funny.
Yeah.
Which she narrates. She plays Princess Diana. Yeah. On the show, and she plays Marilyn Monroe on the show, and she plays like a Spanish singer who sings Take On Me in Spanish.
Yeah, she's not the musical guest.
Simple Minds.
Yeah, Simple Minds are the musical guest, and I find that to be very interesting because I don't know if the time SNL wouldn't allow musical guests and hosts to be the same, and that's clearly been changed because a lot of guests are both the host and the musical guest.
Yeah.
But I don't think it happened very often then, so I think...
No.
And I kind of love it. She doesn't come back to SNL as an announced performer until January of 1993 when Harvey Keitel is the host. She is the musical performer.
She sings Bad Girl and Fever.
Yeah. This is the beginning of Madonna using multiple platforms to reach us with her messages, where she's in a film, she's also on tour with a new album, she's also on television, she's also in the gossip rags. I think for me, the Live Aid, Playboy, Penthouse scandal are forever going to be paired because it is really the first time Madonna has to publicly defend and use her savvy to kind of insulate herself from scorn and gossip. And being married to Sean Penn, those choppers really are prescient to their relationship because the press really go out. And this is before TMZ, Instagram, Facebook, all kinds of gossip columns. It was really people paying money for photographs that they could get of famous people. The next year and a half are going to be very hard for Madonna in terms of the paparazzi and the publicity.
Well, they're hard for her because they're really hard on Sean, who hates it. And we know she loves it to a degree, but she hates it because he hates it.
I think though there's a shift that happens in mid-86 where it becomes out of her control.
Absolutely.
And it never really, as much as she is good at using the publicity, and she's the master at that, she never has control of it again. And so now we're off to LA and to China with one of the Beatles.
Right, George Harrison is gonna produce the movie. We're not gonna talk about Shanghai Surprise, by the way, because who cares? Yeah, so this is 1985.
A simpler time.
And yet, was it?
Well, next time.
Bye.